Kumlen and Ablak Yamada. We're up to the Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph. Interesting, we had here yesterday, before the Mishnah, they had simonim to remember all the Mishnayis that are coming up, which we never have in Shas, a simonim for Mishnayis. But here we had so much right. I mean, even Mishnayis and Menachas is hard to remember. So we're up to the Gemara here, three lines on the top, on Daf Kuv Zayin Amad Aleph. Where are you up to? You're ahead of us. So, okay. So the Mishnah says if you say I take my wood, you know how much wood it is. Okay, same thing. And if you say you take a pint of lavoina, it's the size of a kaimitz. If you say you take a gold, a harilai zov, you mean a gold coin, and not less than one dinar zov. And silver means not less than one silver coin. And if you say copper, it doesn't mean a pruta, it means the measure of a ma. Whatever, a ma of silver, and that's what you give in copper. Says the Gemara, good morning. Says the Gemara, you say, I'll take a promise of gold, it shouldn't be less than a din of gold. The Dilma Nascha, maybe a piece of silver, I know it's a coin. And the blows the Oma Madbeya. He said, I'm giving matbeya in silver. So how much? The minimum is one dinar. An ingot. An ingot means a piece of. An ingot means one piece of gold, one chunk of gold.
Yesterday, I accidentally looked at a periodic table, and the periodic table is going gold, silver, and copper.
That's right. Yeah, in value, that's how it is.
No, but it's
succession. Okay. So anyway, we're dealing with pretty. Maybe it means within the gold currency, it means a pruta, you know, the lowest denomination. If you can be so cheap, don't work with gold. You don't work with gold and make these like the size of a pruta. Remember, everything went in weight then. Kessel, silver don't go less than a dinar. But then ask again, maybe one piece, one chunk of gold on ingot. Amar Abelazar, Amar Beya, gun coin. But then a pretty, Amar Abshesha. But Asa, the place, the saga pretty cash. But in other words, when it comes to silver, there are some places that they have silver. They do have a prut of it, but not here. The Chesh is copper, Leuchas, and more kessel. A copper, don't give me a pruta, give me a measure of a more of silver, and then you give me that in copper. Don't give me less than a golden fork of nechayshes, and a small fork of copper. That's the size of copper you have to use. L'may chazi, what can you do with such a tiny little fork of copper? Amar Abaya, shemechatimba, you use it over here to move it around, poke around, psilis. You have wicks, and the top part of it is like burnt, so you take this thing and you give it a whack over here, and the top part, the burnt part, falls off. And you can use it to poke inside the candle holders and to remove all the bits and pieces that are stuck to the very bottom. So you need something long, thin. And get in and get in and remove it all. Says the Gemara Baita, Barzel metal, Tanya, we learned that others say, La Yivchais Mikal Yoidev, how much metal should be the minimum enough to make a scarecrow on the roof? They used to have on the roof, they used to have these, in Beis HaMikdash, they used to have these, they're all the size of an amma by an amma, and these metal things have a bunch of nails jutting out, so the scarecrow wouldn't land on it. So it's called a kalya oidev. It chases away the crows. Chases away the crows. So it's basically upside down, turn upside down nails. Bekama, how much is that? Amma lama, the size of an amma by an amma. Ikidamani, lo yivchais ma'amma lama. Don't give less than amma than amma. Lamai chazi, what purpose? Rav Yezu, lo kalya oidev. Chase away the oidev. Chases brings it from the oruch. That kalya oidev does not mean what Rashi says here, these metal pieces thing out. They used to actually put a scarecrow. Had a scarecrow on top of the Beis HaMikdash. And Kal Yoidev is exactly what that is, scarecrow, to chase away the crows. Kal Yoidev. But then he brings an interesting thing here. He says that in the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have any scarecrows. They didn't need Kal Yoidev. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was such an extent that the birds were scared to land on top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha was less, so therefore they weren't scared. So Tesis HaKashloya Mel built the Chatzchil scarecrows. Based on the Marmaya Cotton, it says, Shlomel didn't have an idea that the Beis HaMikdash would be so holy that the scarecrows won't come there. Turned out to be they didn't have to come. So it's like another miracle you have to add on and pick it up. Is it the 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Is the 11th one. Maybe it's not counted there because it's only the first Beis HaMikdash. Sorry?
pigeons.
Same thing. Clear crows are any bird. In Shalim. Okay, Mishnah.
Left over bread or crumbs, there weren't any pigeons to feed them. So, where were they? Not one bird.
She's back to red. Cow your olives. Telling about Mishnah. We're going through. So we did so far Eitzim and Zav from the Simonim. Now we do Yayin. The Mishnah, do you like Yayin? If you say, I take upon myself wine for Nesachi, what's the minimum amount? La Yivchez Mishloisha Lugin, not less than 3 Lugin. Because as you know, a quarter of a hin is the, for a lamb is the lowest amount of Nesachi, which is 3 Lugin. Shemen, oil, which is also the, but shemen is what you use together with mincha, the flour offering, but it's also part of sachim leyuchim malug. Over there, the minim should be a lug. Why? Because a mincha's nedavah only requires one lug. So even though you're donating it on its own, not together with flour, all you do is you bring one lug, like an ordinary mincha. Rabbi Lezer says shloisha lugin. Sorry, Rebbe says shloisha lugin. He says no, that the shemen on the sochim, if you bring it on its own, is no different than the yain the sochim, which you bring it on, which you bring 3 lugin. Same thing over here. And not everyone agrees you can donate shemen on its own. We had a machlek before. Rav Tarfon says you can donate oil on its own. Pirashti, I specified exactly how much I'm giving. Ve'eini yedei mashal, I don't know how much I give. Yavi ki yaymer ruba, bring the maximum amount of lugin you can bring in a day. Which is the maximum amount? Which day is it? We'll have bad before. We'll have now again. If Sukkot falls out, the first day Sukkot falls out on the Shabbos. So in addition, you have the 13 animals, you know, that you bring from the Keneged Umos Olam, and then you bring the 14 sheep. Then the 2 rams. And then because of Shabbos, you also add another 2 Musafim, Musafim Shabbos. So therefore, you add all of each one comes with a Musafim, each one has a Lugin, and the total amount, that's the largest amount you can have. Says the Gemara, Torah Magalot Ezrach. It says in the Pasuk, Kola Ezrach.
You can't donate more than that.
No. So if you say Stam, you have to be Machmer. And the Chumri is this one. Stam is always the lowest. Because Parashti, now we don't know what you did, we always take the highest amount that's possible. Like by this, yesterday we did Menachas, we said 60. It's Reines, because that's the maximum you can do. You always get them, when you Parashti, it's not the minimum. Because the minimum, we want Parashti.
You can't specify more, even if you wanted to.
You know, if you clearly said, I want to do more, you can. But we're now making assumptions. So you know, it says posse called Ezra Yasi Kocher. He ends up paying the most.
Sorry?
He ends up paying the most. A rich man, even if he gave a minchah and did all that, he would hire a consultant, and the consultant told him, go to Rabbanim and undo your neder, and you owe nothing. But a poor man can't hire a consultant. He doesn't know that. So he's going to end up paying 9,300 Israelis like we had yesterday. We don't know what he had in mind. Only yesterday we had by money. We say that you come to a point and say, "Oh, there's no way in the world I would have ever offered that much." Otherwise, Parashi would say, "The fact that you're Parashi means you're no longer taking the minimum amount. Otherwise, why you wouldn't be Mefarish?" So now we have to be Machmer and take everything into possibility.
Yeah, but you could also say, would you have had 50 kilo, if, you know, whatever it is, 50 lug of wine, would you have that in mind somehow?
If you don't remember.
It's more 50, so you can work out from there.
Yes, unless maybe he says, I clearly remember. Then he has to say, I clearly didn't know that I didn't offer so much. Then it wouldn't be a suffix. So this is all part of a suffix. Ezra Melamed Shemis Nadvin Yain, you can donate wine. It said by Nesachim, it's called Ezra Yasek Kocher. It's an extra pasuk. So we learn now that you can donate wine. The kama and how much Shleish Lugin, because that's the minimum that you bring with the lamb. Umenayin Shem Rotsa Lahoyse V'Yeish. You want to add, you can add more. Tamaloyme Yi, you add is more. Yochel Yichus, you can do less. Tamaloyme Kocher, don't go any less. By oil on its own, either one lug or 3 lug. What's a machleik is ma'ika mifugin. L'chayde, one lug is the minimum you can use by mechaz of dover, and 3 lugin is by nesachim. By wine, it's only 3 lugin. So what's going on here? Amru Rabban Kamei Papa. They know what they're arguing. And bedoin mina. Since where do you learn that you can donate oil on its own from wine? And the question is, since you're learning from wine, does it have to be exactly like wine? Or once you've known, you know the principle that you can donate oil on its own, then you go back to oil, and oil, the minimum is one lug. Dain mina umina. You learn from there, and then you learn all the parts from there as well. Or bedain mina. Or you learn from there, but now you translate how it plays out over here. You learn from there, it has to be what? Since you learn from there, that what you can. They learn from mincha. Just like a mincha, you can donate the full mincha. He's saying, how do you know that you can donate oil? Not we learn from wine, but we learn from a mincha. That since you can donate the minchas and sachim, you can also donate the oil on its own. Because it says the word carbon there. So now, since you learn from oil, you learn exactly like oil. Oil is one lug when it's together, part of a mincha. So even when oil is on its own, it's also one lug. Because you're learning completely from mincha. And even though there the oil is mixed with flour, and here it is, and doesn't matter. However, there be some doing me know we tackle it from there. That you can bring oil on its own as well. But now, since we're talking about the sochim on its own, it should be like what? Like the sochim of wine on its own, which is what? Three lugin. Ma mincha was not enough. I'm tackling from mincha. What you can donate it. Just like an ordinary sochim of wine. Ma nesochim shloisha lugin. Avshem nami shloisha lugin. Papa says to him, if we taka learn from mincha, if we learn from mincha, if Rebbe would have learned from mincha as well, like you're saying, then everyone would agree that like pligi doin mina umina. Then even Rebbe would agree that it's only one look. How can Rebbe hold three looking? Ella Rebbe Me'ezer Gamela. He learns from the pasuk what did before, just like wine. You learn now from the pasuk Kala Ezer of here also. We learn now from the pasuk of Kala Ezer, and therefore, since he learns from the same pasuk, he learned wine. That's why he's still looking. Nothing to do with learning from Minchen Doin Mina Uki Ba'asa. He agrees Doin Mina Umina. How can you even say that you learn oil from Ezek like you learn wine? But Tanya, we learn, it says a positive nefesh kisak with carbon. From there you learn that the Kanti can donate oil, not from Ezrach, which is written by wine, but from the word carbon. And that's talking about a mincha, v'kama shloisha lugin, and who says that? The man three lugin. Now who's the one who says three lugin? Rebbe. And says clearly here, what are you learning from carbon? Man sham le dama shloisha lugin, Rebbe, v'kama isla me carbon. Omalei, that Papa said, no, itani, so state. I'm not going to argue. Pirashti. So therefore, we go back to the first shot of the arguing in Doin Mina Umina or Doin Mina V'Uki Ba'asra. And Rebbe holds that it's Doin Mina V'Uki Ba'asra. That since you learn from, you taka learn from Mincha, that concept that you can donate oil on its own without mixing flour, but then V'Uki Ba'asra, just like by wine when you bring on its own. It's three lugin over here also, it's three lugin. Pirashti v'enidema pirashti yovi kiyem meruba, that's the largest day. Tona kiyem tevrishan shalchag shechol liyad v'shabbos. Like young v'vish, so you have the 13 bulls, you have the 14 sheep, you have the two rams, and then you have two carbon tamidim, and you have the two carbon mesafin. That's the total amount of mesafin you have to bring if you don't remember what you specified.
It would have been good to be in the cattle industry in those days.
This is lugin. This is the how much oil has to bring.
No,
yeah. I'm sure it was. Yeah. Harialai Oila. If a guy says, again, now this is the next part of the simon. I don't remember in Shas anywhere else that yes before that we have simonim for Mishnais. But so we did Eitzim, we did Zohar, we did Yain, and now we. Yeah, true. But where do you find that you have some money to remember Mishnais?
Yeah, no, I understand, yeah. But I'm asking
the whole thing. I don't know why the Mishnais set it up this way. Yeah, okay. Good question. So, rupting out oil. A guy said, I'm bringing oil, but didn't specify how much. Hadi lai oil, yovi kevis, so he brings the cheapest kind of an oil possible, which is what? Which is a sheep. Now, by an oil, it can only be males. So, therefore, the only thing we're worried about is the males. Rabbi Lozman Zayi says, "Oy toir, oy ben yoyna." He says that an oiler can also be an oiler saif, and therefore he says it can either be a dove or a pigeon. It can be birds. Says Yimala Pirashti. He said, "I remember. I clearly said min habakar. I said bakar cattle. So which one is it? What comes under the word bakar? Then my parashti is yovel, since it's only male by an oila, it can either be a par or an egel. Either it's, you know, it's an ox or it's a calf. That's all it could be. But if he said min abehema, which broadens the spectrum, then the yideh my parashti can't remember again for an oila. Again, it's only males. Is yovel par of egel, but he also brings an ayel, a ram, a seer, a goat, an older goat, a gdia, a younger goat, with tle, and a sheep. Because all of these come under behema. Okay. But only males. What about parashti? I specified something, but any day my parashti, I can't remember if I said bokor, behema, or oifes. Is Moisif Alein has to add toyda benyoni. He has to add the pigeon, the dove and the pigeon, because you don't know. Well, if he said oifas or not, how do you like toida? This is the next part of the simon, right? This is the penultimate simon, which is toida. If he said the toida and shlomim, now a toida and a shlomim can be either masculine or feminine, male or female. Is yavi? So what? If he says the is just again the cheapest one, is kevus. He brings a sheep. That's the cheapest one. What about pirashti? I specified. I said min bakar. And we know that's a larger animals, but he does. It can be male or female. So this time it's four possibilities. Any day my parashti yovi paru paru, the cow eagle vegal. He brings over here now also a calf, a male and a female. If he says mina behema, and again it can be male or female. Any day my parashti yovi paru paru eagle vegal ayel chalos eiris ira angidi gidi tletliya. Everyone, male or female. Now this is the last simon that we said before. Harei Elai Shoyer, he says, I'm going to bring a shoyer. That's what I'm donating. Donating an ox is Yovi Hu Unasocha B'mana. How much should the value be of the animal together with the Nesachim of Mana? And where does that come from? And Rashi says that's like Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rashi, that was the tradition. That has to be a Mana. Or others say, because that was the meaning of that place. But that was like the medium price of a shoy together with an asachim. Interesting, Rashi says that kach nisparish dina b'toyda shabal peh. Like weird, you know, we don't have such a thing, either Loch Mosh Sinai or this and that. So the toyda, the Gemara made it up. On what basis?
Is it because isn't there this view of what is Loch Mosh Sinai? Or is it something that the
Rabbanon... Certain things it is and certain things it isn't.
Yeah. So maybe it's the same
view. Yeah. Usually it says Gemira Messina, Gemira Loch Messina, or something like that. Maybe, I don't know. I remember seeing this lesson as well. Hadei Elai, yeah. Eagle, if he says it's donating a calf, is Yovi Hu Nesacha B'chamish. There it has to be five slain, which is 20. 20 mana. So look at the difference. The disparity between an eagle and a parah is five times. An eagle is 20 mana, right? Because a seller is four mana. So four, he said five shloim, that's 20 mana. Versus a cow, a mature cow, is 100. Is 100 mana. So it's a five time, a multiple of five. Is what was you say?
Interesting what the, if you go in the cattle market here.
Yeah, what is the difference?
What is a bull between a bull and a calf?
Yeah. Ayel, a ram, yovi hu nesocha b'shtayim. A ram is much cheaper there. It's only two shloim, which is eight. Keves, if he says a lamb, yovi hu nesocha, we include that in the nesachim b'sela, but four mana. Shoy, if he clearly says shoy b'mana, I'm going to bring a shoy that's worth 100. Is yovi b'mana chutz minesachav? If he specifies that the shoy should be worth a mana, then the nesachim are not included in that valuation, and that's a separate cheshbon. So it has to be worth 100. Egel b'chamish, same thing. Yovi b'chamish, because he said egel b'chamish. So you're talking, when you say egel, we don't say you automatically include the nesachim in it. That's not how people talk. So when you say egel, you meant egel mamish. Ayel b'shtayim, yovi b'shtayim, chutz minesachav. And you say keves b'sela, is yovi b'sela, chutz minesachav. What about shoy b'mana? What happens? He said, I'm going to bring a shoy the value of 100, but v'hevi shnayim b'mana. But he brought two for that same value. He didn't fulfill his promise. Lo yotza. And even he said mana, and he brought two. Each one was worth 99. So the two are worth 198. Or shachar v'hevi lovin. He made a promise to bring a black, and he ended up bringing white. Lovin v'hevi shachar. Or he said he'll bring a white cow, and he brought a black one. No good. Godl vevi cotton. He said, I bring a large mature cow, and then he ended up bringing a lean cow, la yotze. What about cotton vevi godl? He says, bring a lean cow. We had this in Gemara yesterday, and he ended up bringing a large cow. Yotze, noch besser. He's so generous. And Rebbe, because included in the large cow is a small one. Rebbe Yamal Yotze. Now, interesting, we learned yesterday, and this is Nafminos and Bayon Dorim. It says yesterday, but the same thing applies to, by a cow you can understand, a large cow is one kind of a Metzias, and a small cow is another one. Yesterday we argued about a number. He said, I'm going to give 20 Esreinim for my Mincha. And then you gave 40. Now 40 includes 20. And we say, you're not Yotze, according to Rebbe, you have to bring another carbon. Which means, we talked about yesterday in Halacha, according to Rebbe, if you said, I'm going to give $100 tzedakah, and you gave 200, you did not fulfill your promise. Because you don't say 200 is Kail 100. You say it's a separate, it's a unit, 200. And it's a unit of 100. And the Achrayim talk about, you know, by making auctions on Shabbos, how do you make auctions, you're buying. So Mor Ram says, you have to have in mind that whatever bid I made, regardless of whether I win or lose, I'm giving tzedakah, so I'm not buying anything. So the question was, I'm going to talk about, if you said 100, then I bid up to 150, then 200, then 250, so I've got to give each one. Or do we say that the largest amount that I gave includes all the smaller amounts? According to Rebbe, each 350 does not include 150. It's a separate unit. You have to give each one separate.
When he says a monetary amount for the Colton, does that include just the cost of the Bahem or include the Sochim with it?
No, that's what I wanted to say clearly. If we're talking about the first part of the mission, the second part. The first part of the mission is that you didn't nominate an amount. And we're telling you how Lachal Rashi says.
Yes, so then you've got to bring the animal with them, the Sochim.
Including the Sochim. Yes, yes. Even though we learned if you didn't bring, we have always money available. But that's what you're supposed to do. If you nominated a sum, then when you nominate a sum, why did you nominate a sum? Because it automatically has to be 100. It must be that you want the animal to be worth 100. You want to be more generous.
On the animal alone, but and
then the Nesachim separate.
And you didn't include the Nesachim.
That's right. Otherwise, why nominate a sum? These are the sums that are automatically halacha. Says the Gemara, V'loy pligi, whether it includes when you said you can bring an ale there, whether it means a sheep or whether it means an oif. What do you mean? The question is, what's more valuable, a lamb or a bird? Mar kiase. It seems that in some places that a bird was more expensive than a lamb. Like a place like New Zealand, there's so many lambs there, so many sheep.
Exactly. And an interesting thing is also that the sheep were regarded as being cheaper than goats.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it isn't?
Well, in their societies, maybe not, because their goats are in the Middle East. The goats are very, very common, very popular.
Well, sheep you've got to bring from Australia.
Because goats you can feed anywhere.
Yeah.
Sheep you've got to have, you know, proper pastures.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what we learned. Hare. Tell me what we learned. I'm going to bring an oila, the value of a seller to his bayach. What is generally the value of a seller? We just saw in the Mishnah is yovi kevis. You bring a sheep. She'ein l'chadover she'kadet b'seller gam his bayach. The kevis, only that value, that denomination of a seller is a sheep. Alam she'kadet b'seller. What happens? Pirashti. I said it precisely what carbon I meant for a seller. I didn't just say stam a seller. Stam a seller, we say it means a lamb. But I specify clearly, which L'Cheder tells us it wasn't just a lamb, because why would you specify it? It's automatic. And I just remember what it is. So now it's possible we have to entertain the idea he meant something else. So what you do is anything which you can find the value of a seller that could be brought to Mizbeach, you have to bring. As long as if you can buy a goat for a seller, you got to buy a goat. You can buy a cow for a seller, if it can be, you got to buy that as well. But the moment you're pirashti, if it's not necessary, we think that maybe you says achidish, something that wasn't automatic, and that so therefore you have to include all of those possibilities.
That's not what you just said a second ago. It would imply that it's only a kevis, because it says
if you say nothing, if you just say I'm bringing a seller,
yeah, that's it. Says here, yovi kevis shen lechadavar shekarv.
No, but he didn't say kevis. He didn't pirashti. He didn't say kevis. He said I'm bringing something worth a seller. That's what I'm donating. So then obviously it's a seller. The moment he specified the name of the animal, I'm bringing X for a seller. Why'd you say X for?
Right, but then the halacha is that he needs to bring anything that's worth a seller.
Because
a second ago we just said that there's nothing besides for a kevis that's worth a seller.
That's a premium animal. That's generally sells for seller. You have to now go out of your way to find a calf or the goat, whatever else you can find. You can negotiate down or whatever it is.
You bring a seller, which is an animal and wine. and it infected. It didn't, wasn't actually the sun, but what was the alternative that changed?
Ale, yeah.
It was an ale, not a what do you call it? Not a lamb.
Okay, lamb. He didn't specify the amount.
No, okay, but I'm saying, but what in other words, what was the default position of an oiler?
Or at least a substitute for Yitzchak was an ayil. So you have to then work out what's the correlation between an ayil and Yitzchak. Pirashti min abokav edema pirashti. He said, I specified something from the family of Bokar, and I don't know what it is. Is Yavi, then there's two possibilities, a par or an eagle. They're Bokar, they're the large animals. Amai v'leise par memanoshech l'cheira. What's bigger, a par or an eagle? Of course, a pot is greater than eagle. And Chachamim just said, if I promised a cotton and I gave a godel, I'm yaitzer, because including the godel is a cotton. So why do you have to bring a pot and an eagle? Right? Just bring a pot, bring the big the giant ox, and that automatically includes a bull, and that automatically includes the calf. Vamay belesi parim manoshech. Same what it says. You're right. Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? Rebihi, the Amar, he says, cotton, vehevi godel yotz, it's a separate unit, and you're not yaitzer. Says the Gemara, "Eat Rebbe, then aim a sefer." Read the Mishnah Vayter. The Mishnah says, "Shoy b'mana v'hevi shnayim b'mana layotze." Right? You're not yotze because I said one animal the value of 100, and it came two animals. What about Rafilu zeb b'mana chasadina? Turned out to be the two animals. One was 99, and another was 99. You would think, "Wow, he's giving 198 in total. How generous!" No, you're not yotze according to everybody because I said 100, and I didn't do 100. Okay. So the chasadina shachar v'hevi love and love v'hevi shachar gold v'kotli yotze. All that is good. Everyone agrees. Then the Mishnah says, the Mishnah only introduces Rebbe at the end. The cotton, the heavy godel, small animal, and then you brought a large one, Yotze, and Rebbe's a Liotze. So the way we learn Rapasha the Mishnah is that Rebbe wasn't brought into the Mishnah till the end. And you're telling me that the author of the whole entire Mishnah is Rebbe. Reisha v'sefer Rebbe mitziyase Rabbanon. He says, in yes. Why not? We have it sometimes yes, and sometimes it works, sometimes doesn't. They should say, but Rebbe says that Rabbanon. The Hachikam, this is what the Mishnah is trying to say. Dov Zed, this entire concept of the suffix, and we say bring both, is only as a machlek is Rebbe Rabbanon. When you bring the large one, it automatically includes the smaller amount. You don't have to bring it both. You don't have to bring it both. Okay, it says, what have I to how we learned? Shishal and the Dova that had six kuppas that were there for an Adova. What was the purpose of these six? We already had before, the idea was the six different animals that each one had. If you set aside money for, let's say, buy an animal, it turned out to be that it was cheaper than you thought it was. That excess money, so we said it depends on the Chattas and Hashem. We had all the Hashem, we had all of these different kuppas for that excess money. But now the Gemara will go through different opinions what these six kuppas were. Tanan Hasam, Shishal and Adova, can I give me why were the six boxes? Chizki says, can I get Shisha Bati Ovas Akanin? Right? Remember, there were 24 Mishmaris, and every week there were six families out of there, and then the Shabbos they all joined together. And then what happens is these every day the kohenim whom they benefit from whatever happened that day. And if the mizbeach is empty, they used to use money to fill the mizbeach with oilis. And what's the advantage of oilis? That the hide goes to the kohen. So the kohenim was sometimes upset that you had that you used because you didn't have enough kabbonis today. You used more money from the communal money. Why didn't we use more communal money? Because we were very busy. That's private people. It's our good mazel. It's our good fortune. But you're talking about communal money. Why should you get more from the community than we? People get very uptight about these things. If it's communal money, we want to be equal. So therefore, to make shalom, in order to avoid any machlekes and disputes and to have shalom, they made six boxes, equal amounts of money, and everyone had the same thing. Rabbi Yechon says, no, that's not why they had six boxes.
So what happened if they didn't, if they had enough kabbalas?
They made sure they used it.
Then they just took
it. It looks like they made sure they used the kabbalas, whether they needed it or not. Just to avoid machlekes. Or at least maybe they didn't even use it. The fact that they know the money is there for them, maybe they weren't upset. It doesn't say what they actually did. Rabbi Yechon says, because there was so much money sitting in these boxes, Tiknelem Shayf and Ruben, we had to have six different boxes because the money is to get fajavit, you know, because money was gold, silver, or copper, and they used to get rusty sitting there on top of each other, couldn't breathe, so they divided it in six boxes. Kadesh Elayis Afshu Hamois Zidi says, you know what it is? Keneged par the egel. The reason, the idea was, if somebody, let's say, donated a par for a carbon, and then it got lost, So he brought another one. Then they located the original one, or an egel, or an ayil, or a keves, or a gedi. That's the next piece. So this one here is Pasha. If a guy made a promise, I'm going to give a par. A par is more expensive, so he brings his money and he puts it in the kupa of the par. And the kohenim later come in along and take that money and they buy a par and use it as an oila. Or an eagle. If a guy made a promise to do an eagle for an oila, he have a separate kupa for eagle, or an ayol, or a keves, or a gdi, or a seer. Every kind of animal that can be used for a carbon. If a person made a nedda to donate that carbon for the oila, they'll put the money in that specific box, and then the kohen would use that box to buy that particular animal to satisfy your obligation. And goes to Rebbe Dama, if you hold like the Chacham hold that a larger animal is coiled the small animal, then what have to have boxes? Everyone put the money in there. You bring only parim, and the parim automatically will include the eagle and all the other kabbanis. Is that aye? That what? No. But every carbon is specific, and you have to have a specific purpose, and you have to have boxes for each one. Then there's another one here. Bar Poda says, "Kenege, this is you know what to do. The party, let's say the party of a chatas tzibur that got lost, and they replaced it, and then they found the original one. And what do you do with the original one? You set it aside that it should wander about, and you wait till it gets a moment, then you sell it, and with the money you put it into the box, or different kabbanis or elim and the rams." Which is from Hashem Gzeilas, Hashem Ilas, they got lost the same cheshbin that you put in a different box. The hakvosim is a different carbon. So all of these are different kabbanis that got lost, you replaced it, and then you found the original one. And because they're different kabbanis, the first one was of the Parhelm Dovja Tibur. The next one was Hashem Gzeilas. The next one, kvosim, is Hashem Nozin, Hashem Mitzayda. So therefore, when it got lost and you replace it, when you sell it, that money goes in the box specifically for that carbon. Each carbon is different than the other kabbanis. How they're different? The age of the kabbanis. The ashamas, even though some of them are 2-year-olds, some of them are 1-year-old, so we can't mix the two. Vasiidim and the goats of the chattas. On Yom Tov, they bring us seir chattas. And vaham moises. And moises, if you have leftover money, after you said, I'm going to set aside $100 to buy this, and you end up buying it for $80. What do you do with that excess money? You place it in this box. And the last one is Bahamo Mo is this is the Kolben. When you bring a machzor shekel, every time you bring machzor shekel, because everything goes by weight, you always add it a little bit extra. Mm-hmm. And if two people, bring each one half a shekel, the hekdesh gets a bit more. But if you bring one, and two people decide to join together instead of giving you the small change, so if you bring one shekel together, the hekdesh loses out. They only get one kalbon instead of two. So you have to give an extra kalbon, but that extra kalbon is not really, it's only more like a knas, or more like a, to make sure the hek doesn't lose out. So that is no longer considered part of the machzor shekel, and where the machzor shekel went, it was very specific. Only machzor shekel was allowed to be there, including the kalbon, to make sure that they had the full weight. So what do you do with this extra kalbon? The Chacham said that when you bring a whole entire shekel, we want you, besides the kalbon that comes with it, we want an extra kalbon. Why should hek just lose out? That extra kalbon had to go to a separate kupa. It couldn't be part of the machzor shekel because it's not really part of the machzor shekel. It's only the Chacham wanted to generate extra funds. So they made a separate box, and that's called the kalbon or the mo. And that's what it was. That's what he said, Bar Poda.
Was that carbon currency? What did you take all this carbon?
No, you had to make sure it weighed a little more. It didn't go by weight, so you make sure that it weighed a little bit more, I guess. This machzor shekel weighed. How did they make it weigh a little more? I don't know exactly.
So it was one coin, but it was weighed more than one machzor shekel ordinary.
That's right, a little bit more.
And it was just for the machzor shekel?
Yeah, only for the machzor shekel, to make sure that the weight is accurate. But by a full shekel, the Chacham made you bring an extra little piece.
So
the first kalbon was because you had to make sure Matata, that was considered part of the machzor shekel. And that went into the kupa machzor shekel. It's this kalbon that they lose out when you bring a full shekel is what you have to put in there. Yeah. Says about it. Kuluki chiskilami chiski said that what koinim shouldn't fight around. That's the purpose of the six boxes. Why don't everybody go lantzui lechashinin? Koinim don't fight. They're all nice, each chesed. They only fight with their wives. The chol chad v'chad, yemek ha'avid. Each one does their own day. They don't sit and watch what the other people do the other day. So there's no jealousy there. There's no envy there. Okay. And maybe the Vart is also because they the only reason why they didn't occupy the Mizbeach with these communal oilers is because they were so busy and they got the oilers anyway. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Rabbi Yechon Amri, they didn't agree with Rabbi Yechon either, who says that because there was so much money, we didn't want the money, the rust to get congealed. Amri la'afush lechashin. We're not worried that the money is going to get ruined. Corrosion. Because Edi la Amri, why didn't they follow what Zidi said? That said, you have one for each type of animal, and we follow Rebbe Kichidala Mukma. Why in the world would they be Machman, the Beis Hamikdash, and follow Rebbe when the halacha like a chamim? Kabapodanami la Amri, and even though the Rebbe looked at the Hamikdash, obviously this same machlek has existed already way before. Kabapodanami la Amri, why don't we say, like Bapoda, who said it's talking about animals that got lost and then replaced, and every kind of carbon that got lost and replaced, we have to have a separate box for. He said, Moises, Kulinami Moises. The last one that he nominated was a box for Moises. Moises, you set aside $100 a marshal for an animal. It turned out to be it was 80. All of these are exactly the same. They're all put under the banner of Moises. So therefore, why would you have all of these other ones? And more, Namilush Kalamazan. The second thing is, we disagree with you. You said that this second kalbin, this additional kalbin that they said for a full shekel, does not go together with the machs of the shekel because it's not really part of it. It's in a separate kupa. No, it's not true. In Namilush Kalamazan, it goes in the same box as all the other shekelim. Why? Because it's not time. You look at the Braisa. Lehechen kalbin ze heilich lishkolim. Divra meir. Meir holds, it forms not part of the shkolim, even though it didn't really have to be. It's only, we don't want Hegdash to lose, but once the Chachamim say that belongs into it, it goes into there. And Abelezer Aymel in the Dover. Abelezer is the one who argues and says in the Dover. In fact, Allah is like Abelezer, but nevertheless, the Gemara is saying it, why get into Machlekes? So therefore, we go back to the question, why do you need six boxes? For Moses, one box would be enough. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no. Keneged Moses Chattas, Moses Oshem, Moses. Okay, and we'll continue this tomorrow. Shmuel.